What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. Do you ever eat the insides of any other creatures? Animals?
Yeah, you eat the tripe out of a cow. The mold the tripe. Pick up the tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body, from his waist to his shoulders?
That's the body.
Chest.
His chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you use on a lake?
Boat.
They do use barrels, boats, rafts, and different things.
That dumb is.
What's a bateau?
We call them old bateaux. We build them, you know, homemade bateaux. They made just like these boats. Only made out of inch planks.
Are they pointed or square?
Yeah, they're pointed, just like that.
Build them sharp in the end, or you
can put them back
wide any way you want.
Kind of like that in the front end, and they come back like this from
you
like.
You call that plank the long side of them? You call them gunnels.
Huh?
Boat gunnels.
Is that what you fish from?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use that for fishing?
Yeah. That's what I got. I got one made out of mahogany.
Oh. But that'll last. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Okay.
Or case. Sliver case. Slip, whichever one you want.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's a pretty quet of beads.
String of beads. Okay.
And if two men have a fight, and one of them beats the other one very badly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Knocked him out.
Okay. Would you say anything else?
Beat the hell out of
him. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Would you ever call it something else? You might say he got down on his...
I might get down on his knees.
Okay, would you ever say haunches or hunkers or honkers?
I'd say he got down on his knees if he got down there.
Okay. What are some words that mean a very stingy person?
Huh?
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
My.
Okay. And suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes, you'd say he really looks...
Taffy.
Okay.
A clown, you should be what you want.
Does it make a difference if it's a man instead of a woman, or a woman instead of a man?
No.
Okay. What about if they're wearing their best clothes? You might say that woman's really, she's all...
Is she fixed up right or the wrong?
She's what?
She's dressed right at home.
She's dressed right. Her very best clothes, and she looks just
stunning.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Would you ever say she's dolled up, dressed up, dooted up, duped up?
That may kind of be embarrassing to her, just tell her she looks pretty and stylish.
Okay. What about if there's a man who's wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's all...
Diced up.
Okay. And what word do you use for an older person who gets around very well for his age? You could say he's really for his age.
Super for his age.